does it say about today?
August the 26th. 26 August. This is day of the year number 238. You got 127 remaining. It's the 34th Wednesday of the year. Better known to you as National Dog Day. Woof, 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 dog people. Every dog has his day, and it is August the 26th. It's not just any random damn time you want it to be. It's August the 26th, okay? And if you don't believe me, go ask the expert. Because today is National Web Mistress Day. That's right. It's Internet Mistress Day. That doesn't mean what you think it means. We celebrate women and their hard work towards web development. I know. But that's what it is. Maybe you just skip both of them and celebrate National Cherry Popsicle Day. I know. Grape is the best popsicle, you're right. But cherry gets a day too, apparently. That moon, he's waxing his gibbous. That's right up there with that sun around Aquarius. Aquarius is the water bearer. Often affect your legs. You going fishing today? Today's one of the best days for fishing, and you best go down in the morning. Color of the day is topaz. And the smell? Mayonnaise. Oh, Lord. Smell that mayonnaise. Plan on doing any planting today. Plan for something else. It's a barren day, barren time. Listen, you go planting stuff in the ground right now, it just ain't going to grow. Did you set your eggs today? Today is not a good day for setting eggs. But today is a good day to cut you some firewood. It's a good day to cut your grass if you want it to grow a little bit more this year. It's a good day to castrate your farm animals. It's a great day to dig your hole. It's a good day to wean. It's a great day to potty train. And it's a good day to paint and also host a party. And it's a great day to kill your plant pests. And it was today, back in 1682, when this feller was looking at a comet. And holy crap, they named one after him. It's the Halley Comet. Edmund Halley, he saw that comet and we named it after him. Whoopee! Happy birthday. Born in 1845. I know she was an English prostitute, but she was also the first victim of Jack the Ripper. Mary Ann Nichols, happy birthday, Murray. It was on this day, back in 1974. And we lost that aviator, the first one to fly solo across the Atlantic. Well, Charles Lindbergh died of lymphoma at 72. It was on this day back in 1791 when John Fitch has granted the U.S. patent for his working steamboat. Was that a tugboat? The only tugboat I really know was on WWF, not WWE. You kids don't know nothing about that. Happy birthday. Boy, she's so nice to everybody. Born out in 1910. In Skopje, the Ottoman Empire, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, it's Mother Teresa. Happy birthday, Mommy. It's on this day, back in 1907, when that Harry Houdini escaped from chains underwater in 57 seconds at some place and blah, blah, blah. You listen to me. Listen. He did not escape the chains, okay? He had the lock in his mouth or something. He didn't escape them for real. It doesn't really matter that he escaped them in 57 seconds. What are we going to compare that to? The last feller that escaped it? Oh, it's impressive. He did it in 57 seconds. So what? He went underwater and undid the lock with the key. And then he popped back up. Ta-da! Houdini, how'd he do that? Jiminy Christmas. Happy birthday. American organized crime figure and girlfriend of Bugsy Siegel. Born in Lipscomb, Alabama in 1916, it's Virginia Hill. I just thought if you was bad enough to get mentioned in history just because you was somebody's girlfriend, I might give you honorable mention. Happy birthday there, Virginia. It's on this day back in 2023. When we don't have to get our pet spayed or neutered no more, not on his behalf anyhow. Bob Barker dies at 99 years old. Man, he's just, He was just one under, huh? Couldn't have hung in there and got it to 100 there, Bob. That's in bad taste. Happy birthday. She's only happy when it rains. Born in Edinburgh, Scotland, it's Shirley Manson. Born 1966. Happy birthday, Shirley. It was on this day back in 1999 when Michael Johnson breaks the 400-meter world record with a time of, you know, I'm just going to tell you the truth. When I wrote this down, I thought it said Michael Jordan and it was going to be something interesting. That's my bad, y'all. I reckon that's all you'll need. And we'll see you tomorrow.